You're listening to The Mark White Show.
That's a good how do you do.
Are you building your dream home? Or have you decided to stay in your current home and remodel? Either way, we all know that kitchens and baths are smart investments when it comes to the value and livability of our homes. Regardless of the project size or complexity, you want and deserve quality products and amazing service before, during, and most importantly, after the sale. A big part of that service is dealing with people that understand their products and can provide advice and consultation that you can rely on. Sounds like a tall order for sure. Who can give you the brands you know and trust and the professional help you deserve? Our friends over at Park Supply Company, of course. They are the go-to for all of your kitchen, bath, and DIY needs. Visit their locations in Huntsville and Athens, and you will understand the difference of the Park Supply way. Large selection with the small hometown feel you love. Mention this ad and receive a one-time coupon good for $10 off of a $50 purchase. Go to parksupplycompany.com and connect with them today. Have you been searching for a rewarding career as labor, skilled labor, or lead man supervisor? Premier Structures may have the career you've been looking for. Premier Structures offers three stages of profit sharing, 70% of health insurance covered for individuals, and plenty of room for growth. Premier Structures is located in Athens, Alabama, and serves all of North Alabama, and is licensed in Alabama and Tennessee. To find your career with Premier Structures, go to premierstructures.com or give them a call at 256-232-2092. Bob Sykes Barbecue has a big announcement. They are now delivering to your home or office. Just order online and we'll take care of the rest. Check them out at bobsykes.com.
Sometimes life brings you a moment you always will remember. Some of nature's most beautiful creations framed by places we know and cherish. And aren't we in luck that some of life's most memorable scenes are right here at home, all together at Alabama the Beautiful, the group on Facebook, where the eye captures the moment, and it really does last forever.
Be sure to check out AlabamaTheBeautifulMagazine.com.
With six convenient locations to serve you, Bankston Motorhomes is your local RV dealer. They have some of the top brand name RVs for sale at incredible prices. Whether you are looking for an awesome RV for a long-term road trip or a smaller or more lightweight RV for the occasional weekend getaway, Bankston Motorhomes is here to provide you with some outstanding options and deals that you just won't find anywhere else. For more information, go to BankstonMotorhomes.com or visit one of their six convenient locations in Huntsville, Florence, Warrior, Albertville, and Ardmore in Nashville, Tennessee. That's Bankston Motorhomes.
Fuquay's Southern Soul Food is available at two locations, one in Rogersville in the Foodland Shopping Center on Highway 72 and one in Hartsell at 711 Nance Ford Road. Enjoy the salad bar and various delicious meats, vegetables, desserts on the all-you-can-eat buffet. Open Tuesday through Friday, 11 a.m. to 8 p.m., Saturday, 7 a.m. to 8 p.m., and Sunday, 11 a.m. to 5 p.m. Go see my friends at Fuquay's Southern Soul Food in Rogersville or Hartsell and tell them the Mark White Show sent you.
Now, with tomatoes and other fresh produce, J. Calvert Farms in Coleman, Alabama is ready to serve you. Located at 30 County Road 260, Coleman, Alabama, you can go to their website at jcalvertfarms.com and follow them on Facebook and Instagram at J. Calvert Farms. Give them a call at 256-636-2752. That's J. Calvert Farms in Coleman, Alabama.
Hey, everybody, this is Daryl Worley, and you're listening to The Mark White Show. Hey, step up and make a difference like he does.
This is Nico Johnson from Andalusia, Alabama. Assistant football coach at University of Texas. Be where your feet are. You listen to the Mark White Show.
Hey y'all, this is Jeff Foxworthy, and you can make a huge difference in somebody's life. You just may not have figured out how yet, and that's why you're listening to the Mark White Show.
Hi, I'm Crystal Gale, and you're listening to the Mark White Show, and one smile can make a difference.
Hello, I'm Gene Stallings, and this is the Mark White Show. Get off the sideline and get involved and make a difference in your community.
You are listening to the Mark White Show. My daddy is your host, Mark White.
Welcome to an on-location edition of the Mark White Show, coming to you from Vinemont, Alabama, at the Butcher Meat Company, as I have with me owner, proprietor, president, Justin Smith. Welcome to the show, Justin.
Thank you.
Glad to have you, buddy. Let's talk about how long you've been in business. How long has the Butcher Meat Company existed?
Right now we've been open, July was a year, so we're going on about 13 months in business.
How are things going for you?
Great, great.
What was it that led you to this particular business?
Well, I've been doing this line of work since I was 18 years old, so I've got, you know, roughly 18 years experience in the meat business, and then just had the opportunity to go out on my own. And what they say, that's everybody's American dream. If you can go to work for yourself, go for it. And a little scary at first, but I made the jump, and here I am now, and we're doing real good, blessed with some great business.
Where did you work at? Where did you get your training from initially?
Most of it's in like retail, grocery store, meat department.
Any particular person that helped you that stands out to you from years ago?
I've had some great training. I've worked with a lot of great people in this business, that's from bigger stores, smaller stores, packing houses. It's just I've had blessed with great training. There's not just one in particular, just many people that's helped me out over the years.
Now, as far as family support, you have some folks working here that are kin to you, right?
Yeah, I've got my sister and brother-in-law. And, of course, my wife's a part of it as well.
Yes. Your parents, are they still with us?
Yeah, they're still here. Like I say, my mother, she don't work here, but she's been in food business herself. But as far as family-wise here, it's just myself, my wife, my sister, brother-in-law, and then we've got some other great employees as well.
What do your parents think about this venture?
I mean, they're definitely proud of me now. It was a little nerve-wracking to begin with, but, you know, especially the time we're in now, starting a business is scary with help. But we're blessed with some great help, and it's been a nerve-wracking experience to begin with, but now it's we can see the light at the end of the tunnel with it.
I get what you're saying, Justin, because when I was 25 years old, I started a tortilla factory. And I had the support of my grandmother. She raised me. But it was one of those things that was, what are you doing? You know, when you get started, you've now taken, as you mentioned, the American dream. You've decided to go out on your own. But there's a lot of risk to that.
For sure.
You put a lot of money into it, and you invest a lot of time. And sometimes that sacrifice for a lot of small business owners, it doesn't come to fruition. They lose a lot of money, and they lose a lot of time trying to do this. But thankfully, the support of this area and beyond, because I can imagine not just in Vinemont, but you have people probably traveling a good distance to come to your shop.
Yeah, we've got people from all around. Decatur, we pull a lot of people from Decatur, which 30 minutes down the road. We've got some people that come up from Decatur. I've even have some people come from Gadsden. But yeah, we definitely pull outside of Coleman County.
Now, where did you go to high school?
Holly Pond High School.
Holly Pond, home of Jason Simpson.
Yep.
Meteorologist Jason Simpson. I'm buddies with him, and he talks about Holly Pond quite a bit in his reports. When something happens in Holly Pond.
Yep.
We actually played Holly Pond in football. I went to Lauderdale County High School, and we played Holly Pond in the playoffs back in 1995. They were one of the teams that we had to face back then.
Yeah.
So I don't know how old you are. I'm 44. You're probably in your 30s.
35,
mid-30s, got it.
Yeah.
You're closer to my wife's age. So you graduated what year from Holly Pond?
2006.
Okay, 2006. Yeah. Let's talk about maybe, do you get support from fellow classmates from your school? I mean, it is close enough for people to come over here.
Yeah, for sure. We've got a guy I went to school with a few years older than me now, Nate Ayers. He's the principal now at Holly Pond. So I think we'll be able to do a lot of business with them, trying to help them out a lot now. So, I've got a lot of friends and family that I went to school with that they help me out.
When I was in business, I was part of Buy Alabama's Best, and I was also in Alabama Goods, a little store down in Homewood, Alabama, and they would carry Alabama products. You're doing that here. I noticed that you pick up a lot of products, and you're helping local manufacturers. And when I say local, I'm talking about across the state of Alabama. You carry several of those products. How did you come to be doing that?
Just familiar with a lot of the products, just being in the retail business for so long. Of course, I like to try and supply as many local products as possible. But I like especially the small mom and pop people that are, you know, trying to get started. If I can help carry some of their product to help them out, then that's what we like to do. But I guess our biggest well-known item is the Kaneka sausage, and everybody knows about that. It's even outside of Alabama now. But yeah, if we've got the opportunity and we can pull something from around here, whether it's dry rubs, the Kaneka sausage, anything really, we'll give it a shot.
Yeah.
Help somebody out.
I was going down the interstate the other day and a Kaneka truck passed. I'd gotten a picture of it and I posted, and so many people knew about it. Now, there were a handful of people that didn't know about Kaneka, but if you're from this area, if you're from Alabama, most likely you know about Kaneka sausage and the success of that company.
For sure. It's great, and if you hadn't ever been to the plant down there, it's a sight to see. They've got a retail shop with all the Kaneka sausage, bacon. I've got a hot bar that you can build your own hot dog. It's a nice setup. They got a great company.
We were talking the other day about the type of beef that you carry, Western beef. There's something about that product that you appreciate.
Yeah, I just think the Midwest is prime location for beef. Not saying anything local around here is bad. I've seen some great stuff around here as well, but something just about the Midwestern climate, the land, to me, that beef is superior. And that's, we carry a lot of that.
And do you have multiple people who bring in products, or do you have one selected company that you deal with all the time?
I've got a couple of beef companies that I like to deal with, which we've got numerous vendors that transport that product for us. But I like Upper Iowa Beef Company is great. Probably to me, that right now is what we try and order the most of. And it's superior quality.
You have a fresh seafood selection as well.
Yeah, we get anything available at the time. If it's something new, I just look for something that other people don't have. As far as fresh fish, we just take what we can get in season. Fresh shrimp, we carry a lot of it. Different sizes, shell on, shell off. We do some royal reds. Really just anything that I can get my hands on in season, we try and offer it.
My little girl Cora, she was with me the other day, and she asked how they get the seafood from the Gulf to here because it's so far away. Do you know the process of how they're gathering the shrimp and getting it to you, making sure it's fresh when it gets here?
Well, mostly they've got companies down there that catch it and pull it right off the boat and get it on ice and then get it to you. We have vendors that, like I say, they drive throughout the night. A lot of times when we have time, we go down there and buy it right from the company itself and then put it on ice and get it here. Like I say, it's all within a day. It's time consuming product. It don't last very long. You got to keep it under good refrigeration on ice. And like I say, we try and get it as fresh as possible.
I have some friends in Winfield, Alabama, with Cajun Connection, and they make that trip quite a bit to the Gulf to pick up fresh seafood.
Yeah.
Incredible, though. When you get the fresh product, it's completely different. I try to be careful when I'm traveling too far away from the ocean as far as ordering seafood. But when you know it's coming straight from the Gulf and it's fresh like this, this is something that people will travel for if they're not close to, say, a port city.
Yeah, you can taste the difference, especially in the shrimp. You get a hold of the fresh stuff compared to some of the frozen, even farm-raised stuff. There's a big taste difference.
You have bags of products as well. I noticed in the freezer we bought a 5-pound bag of catfish fillets that were pre-breaded. You have several products like that too.
Yeah, we carry, we've got fresh meat, from poultry up to pork, beef. We've got frozen items. We've got fresh smoked items. We've got, breakfast sausage. We make our own breakfast sausage as well. Bacon, some lunch meats. We just try and be a one-stop shop for people.
Sure do, even down to Lunchables.
Oh, yeah. Kids around, we're close to the high school, and kids love them.
That's great. You know, and having something for so many people, anybody can come in and find something that they like. If they don't prefer steak, then maybe they like poultry or they like pork more than the other, and they can find that here at the Butcher Meat Company.
And we try, like I say, if we don't carry it, just put in a request and we'll get it for you.
Right now, folks, we're talking to Justin Smith at the Butcher Meat Company in Vinemont, Alabama, just outside of Coleman. Love this area. It's a great location for people to travel. It took me about 55 minutes to get from Athens. I can make it here. I picked up cold products last week, got them home, still able to refrigerate and take care of what I needed to do. So you can make the trip, 55 minutes, a couple of hours or so, pick up some products. Maybe you want to bring a cooler and come and purchase from the Butcher Meat Company. When we come back, we're going to talk about a food truck that's also out here at the Butcher Meat Company that you can come by and enjoy food during lunchtime. There are specific hours for this and specific days depending on if they have a private party. But we're going to talk about that when we come back. You are listening to The Mark White Show, and I'm your host, Mark White.
All we have to do is try. Every day's a chance to change somebody else's life. Let's all do something good today.
Bob Sykes Barbecue has a big announcement. They are now delivering to your home or office. Just order online and we'll take care of the rest. Check them out at bobsykes.com.
Since 1943, Athens Bible School has endeavored to provide quality education in a Christian environment and to equip young people with the tools to be successful. ABS is accredited by Cognia and a member of the Alabama High School Athletic Association. With the Bible at the foundation, with all of our curriculum from pre-K to 12, ABS has something unique to offer. Find out more information at athensbible.com.
With six convenient locations to serve you, Bankston Motorhomes is your local RV dealer. They have some of the top brand name RVs for sale at incredible prices. Whether you are looking for an awesome RV for a long-term road trip or a smaller or more lightweight RV for the occasional weekend getaway, Bankston Motorhomes is here to provide you with some outstanding options and deals that you just won't find anywhere else. For more information, go to BankstonMotorhomes.com or visit one of their six convenient locations in Huntsville, Florence, Warrior, Albertville, and Ardmore in Nashville, Tennessee. That's Bankston Motorhomes.
This is Cora White inviting you to tune in every Saturday to Cora's Corner on The Mark White Show.
Welcome back to the Mark White Show, an on-location edition of the Mark White Show, coming to you from Vinemont, Alabama, at the Butcher Meat Company. I have with me the owner, Justin Smith. We've been talking about his products here at the Butcher Meat Company. Glad to have Justin on the show today. One of the things that I mentioned at the end of the last segment, talking about the food truck. People love coming down for lunch and buying the products that they have, and they have a chef that I met last week, very qualified. Seems like he does a great job. Mm-hmm. He has a passion for this work.
Yes, he has a great background. He has a lot of, in five-star restaurant background. He's doing a phenomenal job. We've got another guy working on there with him as well that is doing a great job as well. And as food truck scene is blowing up, especially around here. We started the business, and I said from the get-go that I wanted some type of mobile. Whether it just be a mobile smoker to sell butts and ribs. And then we got to thinking, we was like, well, let's try the food truck scene. And it's just a blessing, David coming in when he did. And he's like, yeah, that's my passion is cooking. And, I sat down and had a lot of conversations with him about it and let him build a menu. And it just blew us away, the talent that they have and what they're doing off the trailer. So we're trying to offer the food truck experience with a maybe more of a fine dining type of menu.
When I talked to David last week, It sounded like you were able to get him back into his passion. Mm-hmm. Because he had actually worked, if I remember, in Nashville At some fine dining restaurants, Gone into construction business. Mm-hmm. So this brought him back to what he actually loves to do. I can't imagine 100 plus degree days if he was out there trying to build houses or do whatever he was doing before, and now he gets to enjoy doing this.
Mm-hmm. Well, he's kind of back in the hot too, because it's hot in that food truck.
Sure.
With all the equipment going and stuff. But he, I learn a lot from him off of it. I know the retail side of the store business, and I've always had a passion to cook, but never the experience like he has. And he's, like I say, we're all learning from him, and he's doing a great job. He's very blessed to have him and Josh both as well.
Well, there. I can tell you this. You can handle the heat if you love the kitchen.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
I had the factory, and it was hot as blazes in the mm-hmm. tortilla factory with mm-hmm. the machines cranked up. The corn tortilla machine, yeah. had it was lit, and mm-hmm. so it was a gas-running machine. Right. And that factory got so hot, it didn't matter what kind of air conditioning I had. Just turn the thing off mm-hmm. and just do your job. Yep. But if you enjoy what you're doing, mm-hmm. you can handle it.
Oh, yeah. I bet they're definitely going to be ready for wintertime. It's hot in there. Just getting there, getting everything ready, set up. Before they even have the fryer going or the flat top going, it's already hot in there. So I'm just extremely proud of them. We're only about in our second week off of it. We've only traveled with it once. We've got a gig with Curry High School. We're going to set up at their home football games. We're
going
to set up at local, you know, we've got Goat Island here that we're going to, they do have live bands and stuff set up, and they also let food trucks come. We're going to do it. We're going to try Oktoberfest, big thing here in Coleman. We're going to do it. Any event that we can get, even outside of Coleman County, we will travel. Definitely like everybody to be able to experience the food and what they're doing on there.
I know last week you had an event, so you were prepping on Thursday, and then Friday you had an event to be at. Mm-hmm. So people couldn't actually come then to purchase food. So sometimes there are events right. that you're working where it won't be available here at mm-hmm. the Butcher Meat Company.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we're going to try and have it set up every Tuesday and Wednesday. You can for sure catch it at the shop here. Most of our events will be on Fridays and Saturdays. But we'd like to eventually get, if we can get some more help that can do what they're doing to help them out, maybe, you know, offer it a couple more days during the week here. But as of right now, they've got their hands full, and we just, like I say, want to be able to travel all over, everybody experience the food, but you can always catch it here Tuesdays and Wednesdays.
You were talking about the more of fine dining cuisine. Mm-hmm. What are some things that the truck offers that's in that realm?
Well, right now, I think we're doing a prime rib sandwich that David has come up with that we take prime rib after we roast it. We shave it real thin, and he's sauteing it in beef tallow with some caramelized peppers and onions on a toasted hoagie roll. Man, it's good. They're doing a jumbo stuffed tater keg, what we call it. It's a stuffed tater tot. We're doing a pulled pork or brisket on top of it. You know, we've got a smoker here at the shop as well that we do all types of smoked meats, ribs, butts. So we're kind of incorporating that with the truck as well. So we do offer the smoked pork and brisket on top of that or as a sandwich. But I'd say the prime rib sandwich has been a staple off of there. They're also offering a smash burger. It's big now. We fry everything. Our fries and wings are fried in beef tallow. So it definitely gives it a more of a crunch, better flavor. No type of artificial flavoring at all.
Where'd you figure that out?
Well, we've actually got a food rep that had talked about it. You know, I've heard of people, you know, they render their own tallow down and fry fries in it.
Uh-huh.
I've never had anything like that until we'd done the trailer.
I haven't either. This would be a new experience.
Yeah, it's been, like I say, people with food allergens and stuff, it's just all natural. So it's more like oil. There's no artificial ingredients in it. It's just pure beef tallow. So you won't flare your allergies up, anything like that.
What time can people come? I know we talked about Tuesday and Wednesday. Mm-hmm. What time can they come to the food truck?
11 to 2.
And then even after that, I noticed when we came down last week, you actually had some products in aluminum foil, mm-hmm. in whether it's the ribs or chicken or, mm-hmm. or wings. You still have some things left for a certain time until it's sold out.
Yeah, like inside of our shop is totally different than the food trailer. We smoke our own items there. We'll do whole chickens every day. We'll do some type of rib normally every day, whether it's baby back ribs or St. Louis ribs. We smoke bologna, sell it in 2.5 pound chubs. We do turkey breast. Boneless turkey breast has been a big hot item for us. From time to time, we'll do barbecue sandwiches inside or barbecue potatoes as well. But you can always catch the ribs, chickens, turkey breast, bologna, like that throughout the week. We do Boston butts on the weekend. And anytime you want something special ordered, you know, whether if it's a Boston butt during the week or multiple slabs of ribs, you can always call ahead and pre-order today ahead of time. We'll cook it fresh for you.
Justin, to get to where you are today, have you had any particular challenges that you can think of that you've had to overcome to have success in business? I know that there are a lot of people out there who have some obstacles that they have to overcome mm-hmm. to get to that point to having success. It's mm-hmm. not just something that happens overnight.
It's not. No, it's a ton of, which I knew coming into it was going to be a lot of hard work, a lot of long hours. There's times that I'll start at 3 in the morning and I won't get done till 7 or 8 at night. Just be patient with yourself. You know, try each day to be a little bit better than you were the day before. You know, and just don't give up. Pray hard about it. The biggest thing is just keeping an open mind, level head. Just work hard, do what you can do, and never give up. Just always have faith in yourself. That's the biggest thing.
You mentioned your wife. What type of partner do you have in your wife to come work in the business with you like this?
I couldn't do it without her. You know, I'm not really a tech savvy type of person. She handles all the computer stuff and anything with the registers she does. So I'm extremely blessed. And like I say, she gets back there in the back and she cuts meat with me as well. She gets back there and wraps it. So you ask her to do it and she'll do it.
Is that something she had ever done before you?
No, I mean, she knew about it just from my previous employment. But she, as far as hands-on experience, no, not until the shop came along.
Do you have any children?
No.
Okay. Sometimes that can be a challenge trying to run a business to have, mm-hmm. have the kids. Yep. My wife now runs a sewing shop, mm-hmm. and then I'm doing the radio show, but thankfully I get to carry Cora with me
yeah.
if she's out of school.
Right.
And so that's a good thing for us, her being 9.
It'd be definitely more of a challenge if we had young ones right now. So I think the Lord's got a plan for us and knew the shop was coming, so maybe the next thing will be kids.
So, Justin, do you feel like you found your passion? This is what you love to do?
I do love to do this. Like I say, I love to cook. I just have a passion. I like being able to give good products out to everybody. You know, if we can help them with a recipe to cook or, you know, tell them how to cook something, you know, I like being able to hand a good product to somebody and then them come back and be like, oh, that's the best food I've ever ate. So.
Have you found any efforts in the community or around the surrounding area that you like to support?
Anything really. I mean, especially local, you know, we're doing right after we opened the shop last year, we done what we called the grilling and chilling event. It was to help raise some money for the parks over here. It was just a Boston butt rib cook-off. We're doing the same thing again this year. We had such a good turnout. You know, we only had about a month and a half to put it together last year that the town's kind of helping us out this year, and it's going to be twice as big as it was last year. So it'll be your typical cook-off. It'll be ribs, chicken wings, chicken thighs, the whole, you know, what you would kind of see in the KCBS event. It's just going to be another backyard cook-off.
And congratulations on covering the Curry Yeah. ball games this year. That's great.
Yeah, I've got a family member that just got the head coaching job out there, so extremely proud of him. Jace Cordell, he's worked his tail off his whole life. You know, he's got a passion to coach and finally got his head coaching gig. So we're actually going to set up, and that'll be their football concession stand, and we're going to donate a portion of the proceeds back to them to help their football team out. So,
Justin, if people want to find out more about the Butcher Meat Company, where can they go?
We have a website. It's butchermeatcompany.com. We're also on Facebook as The Butcher Meat Co., same as Instagram. Or you could just call us and ask us what we've got. We can help you out any way we can. But we do have the website and Facebook. Facebook's our biggest thing.
Justin Smith, it's been a real pleasure to have you here on the Mark White Show today.
I appreciate it.
I wish you well in your business.
Thank you.
Keep trucking, man. It looks like it's going well.
It is. It is. So big things in ahead for us, we hope.
And we appreciate the support of the community. If you're in the Vinemont area and beyond, you can support the Butcher Meat Company. I know it's much appreciated by Justin and his family to have that support for his small business. So I encourage supporting his small business. Here on The Mark White Show, we're recognizing difference makers and sharing their stories to encourage and inspire. And I hope that you are encouraged by some things that you've heard today through the show. Maybe you're an entrepreneur. Maybe you're somebody who's thought about it. Maybe there's something out there for you to get into business and to live that American dream as we're trying to do through The Mark White Show and The Butcher Meat Company. I want you to follow The Mark White Show on Facebook and Instagram and subscribe to The Mark White Show podcast wherever you get your podcast. You have been listening to another edition of The Mark White Show on location at The Butcher Meat Company in Vinemont, Alabama. And this is Mark White encouraging you to find your purpose by making a difference in someone's life today. Marmac Real Estate has 8 offices throughout the state of Alabama. That includes Decatur, Hartsel, Cullman, Florence, Killen, Muscle Shoals, Orange Beach, and Dauphin Island. There are more than 140 agents throughout Alabama. You can easily reach one of those agents by going to marmac.us and tell them The Mark White Show sent you.
There are moments in life you wish you could capture forever. Alabama the Beautiful is a new online magazine that preserves images from sweet home Alabama. Yours anytime, online, every month. Where the eye captures the moment and it really does last forever.
Be sure to check out AlabamaTheBeautifulMagazine.com.
Thompson Roofing and Construction is a locally owned family business serving the North Alabama and Southern Tennessee area. They are a Better Business Bureau A-plus member since 2011 and a GAF Master Elite Contractor. Give them a call at 256-952-3309 or check them out on the web at 256roofing.com. They offer free inspections.
Thompson Roofing and Construction.
Mr. Cecil Batchelor is the one that started this business as Dependable Service Center. And even though now it's Green's Dependable Hardware and we're a True Value store, our tagline is still Your Dependable Service Center. We've tried to keep that alive for all these years. Mr. Batchelor really started a good business. We're really excited to be carrying on a long-standing tradition. It's the oldest retail store in the city of Russellville. We're Green's Dependable Hardware, 15220A Highway 43 in Russellville, Alabama. We're right behind McDonald's or right across the street from the hospital. Number is 256-331-0123.
The Dependable Service Center.
Is it time for a haircut? Give my friend Philip Butler at Southwind Barbershop a call, located in Rogersville, Alabama. You can call him at 256-247-5658. Make an appointment or just walk in. That's Southwind Barbershop in Rogersville, Alabama.
Are you building your dream home? Or have you decided to stay in your current home and remodel? Either way, we all know that kitchens and baths are smart investments when it comes to the value and livability of our homes. Regardless of the project size or complexity, you want and deserve quality products and amazing service before, during, and most importantly, after the sale. A big part of that service is dealing with people that understand their products and can provide advice and consultation that you can rely on. Sounds like a tall order for sure. Who can give you the brands you know and trust and the professional help you deserve? Our friends over at Park Supply Company, of course. They are the go-to for all of your kitchen, bath, and DIY needs. Visit their locations in Huntsville and Athens, and you will understand the difference of the Park Supply way. Large selection with the small hometown feel you love. Mention this ad and receive a one-time coupon good for $10 off of a $50 purchase. Go to parksupplycompany.com. and connect with them today.
Since 1943, Athens Bible School has endeavored to provide quality education in a Christian environment and to equip young people with the tools to be successful. ABS is accredited by Cognia and a member of the Alabama High School Athletic Association. With the Bible at the foundation, with all of our curriculum from pre-K to 12, ABS has something unique to offer. Find out more information at athensbible.com. Who shout a friendly hi when they go passing by? Who live and love in my hometown?
Oh,
these are my kind of people.